This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Google parent Alphabet closed above $1,000 today for the first time. Amazon shares finished at $1,011. In the past, when a company thought its stock was getting a little too expensive, too pricey, it'd do a split, reducing the price of each stock by raising the number of shares out there. But these days, you just don't see stocks split very often. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Splitting a stock makes sense on a certain level. If your stock is too expensive, how are Ma and Pa going to afford it? You should reduce the price, right? Yeah, no. Andrew Crowley is professor of finance at Cornell.
70% of the marketplace is driven by institutions, pension funds, endowments, insurance companies, banks.
They don't care how much a stock is priced at as long as they can make money. Sorry, Ma. Sorry, Pa. Also, years ago, you got a discount on stock prices if you bought 100 shares at a time, which could be a lot of money. So companies wanted to keep prices down. Electronic trading changed all of this. Larry Harris teaches finance at the USC Marshall School.
Nowadays, you can trade one share or five shares for the same per share cost as you would trade a full lot of 100 shares.
So who cares what the price of the stock is? In fact, these days, you can find stock prices of $4,000 per share, or even $250,000 per share in the case of Berkshire Hathaway. Stock splits are becoming a lot more rare. There are even some benefits to not splitting your stock.
Today, having a high-priced stock is often viewed as a measure of distinction or quality.
It's a sign that your company's been doing great.
And people often think that those that have done well might continue to do well.
People, Harris quickly pointed out, are wrong. Having a high stock price now means nothing about the future. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.